we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about y'all. We go way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I about use up all my oxygen when I do that one. Hey, I'll tell you who else has a huge amount of ground they cover, and that's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. We hear they're growing, and we expect more in the near future. Southern Immediate Care open 7 days a week at all their locations. You can get your shots, your x-rays right there on site. And oh, by the way, they will see all ages. So you get sick on a Saturday morning. Doesn't matter whether it's from pediatric to geriatric, they'll see you. They can take care of you. Yeah, Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, this is who I use personally. And I say that with all sincerity. I don't use them because they advertise. They are now advertising because I was using them and I was so pleased. I thought, I can brag on these people. I went and just asked. And they said, you know what? Yeah. And so here we are, Southern Immediate Care. Listen, if you need some medical attention, Southern Immediate Care, they can help you out. And just tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, a little while ago, I went on a bit of a mini rant. Didn't even plan it. It just happened because I happened to see the Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham, who has presided over what, in my opinion, has been the epic crashing of a beautiful city. Now, sure, I mean, Birmingham's still got a lot going on. There's still a lot of wonderful people there. I still love Birmingham. And I'm going to say again, I did a lot of my growing up in Birmingham. It was one of my sanctuary places as a kid to go to my grandparents' house. I had grandparents in Huntsville. I had grandparents in old parts of West Birmingham, Wylam, to be honest. Wylam and Inslee. I used to go to my granny and granddaddy's house in Wylam, run around barefoot with my cousins. Go down to eat at the Inslee Grill. I always say this kind of stuff, but it's just like so embedded in my memory, and it's all just falling apart. Birmingham right now has gone from being the largest city in the state, one of the largest in the Southeast, to dwindling under Randall Woodfin's tenure. Dwindling. Think about it. Look back at how long he's been the mayor, and then realize that between census, because we just had the 2020 census, and before that, we had the 2010 census. From one census to the next, who was the mayor? Randall Woodfin. From one census to the next, what happened to Birmingham's population? Massive exodus. Why? Did something change? Did the geography change? No. Did the weather change? No. Did the business climate change? Well, only because the businesses are leaving. What is that about? I'm going to submit to you it's because of poor leadership. I'm going to submit to you it's because they are running a city where they are more concerned about DEI and the forgiveness of marijuana and the taking down of monuments and of, you know, basically running a city on liberal principles and policies that we don't have what we used to have in Birmingham. So, that being said, we now have a situation where Birmingham has gone on his watch from being the biggest city in the state to now they are the third. The third. And they are barely holding on to third. Well, I got a dipper here that I'm going to run with for a few minutes, and I'm calling it the Blue State Exodus. See, what's funny is I had planned on doing this dipper, the Blue State Exodus, and then happened to see Randall Woodfin, and I thought, you know what? It fits. Like Randall Woodfin on Twitter, by the way, talking about how if they pass this diversity, equity, and exclusion ban down in Montgomery, he's going to go and start encouraging black families to leave the state of Alabama and leave black athletes to leave University of Alabama. What? How about this? Go govern your friggin' city, or at least try. Anyway, the thing that sparked it, though, for me, that started the story today, is a story on Fox that came out this morning. Remington, the oldest gun manufacturer in the nation, has just decided to close down any further manufacturing in the state of New York. And it's really something. Yeah, so the Remington Gun Factory, nestled in New York's Mohawk Valley, is ready to shutter its doors and move to Georgia after more than 200 years in New York. 200 years. The majority of the time that we have been a nation, there has been a Remington Gun Company in New York. 208 years, said the Ilion, New York mayor, John Stevens. Ilion is Remington, and Remington is Ilion, and 208 years of history are gone, 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 the mayor said. Remington, the nation's oldest gun manufacturer, told its union officials late last year that company chiefs at Remington Arms made the decision to end its New York manufacturing in March. The remaining operations located in Ilion are now going to move to Georgia, where company leaders say the firearms industry is supported and welcomed. How about that? So you see, they're openly admitting, no, it wasn't about the economy. It wasn't about, you know, having the space to grow our business. It wasn't any of that. It was about whether or not they as an industry felt supported and welcomed by the state in which they were operating. So it says, when Remington leaves, it's not going to be like a facility leaving. It's going to be like part of your family has left, said one retired employee who worked there since 1964. Another guy, a furnace operator technician named Rusty Brown, he said, my mom worked there, my dad worked there, my wife works there with me now, my daughter works there with me now, my second daughter works there with me now, my son-in-law works there. It's a double hit for me and my wife, two of us out of a job. But the closure of the New York location in a small town of Ilion, New York, where the population is only about 7,600, is going to put at least 300 people out of their jobs. $1 million in revenue is going to move away. And U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik and State Senator Mark Walsick are blaming New York's restrictive gun laws. So, yeah, just a couple years ago, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, he signed into law what's known as the New York Gun Industry Liability Law that basically allows gun manufacturers to be sued for things that other people did with the guns. And Remington's like, why do we even want to live here? Why do we want to be in a state that tries to crush the very reasons why we exist? Blue state exodus is a real thing. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Elon Musk is a part of the blue state exodus. Elon Musk, you know, is by the way, he's not an absolute conservative. He has certainly made conservative waves. He certainly is following some conservative First Amendment principles. I can't say that everything about his life and his politics has always been conservative. But he's not playing with Delaware anymore. His SpaceX company is hosted through Delaware, like a lot of companies are, because Delaware law used to be very favorable to registering your corporation. Nope, not anymore. On Wednesday night, Elon Musk announced that the company had converted its registration state from Delaware to Texas after a court in Delaware struck down his compensation package. So he's a billionaire, right? He owns the company, right? He put his own name on the line to build SpaceX, right? He incurs massive liability to have a company that sends, you know, cargo into space. But the courts in Delaware decided he was getting paid too much. What? I mean, who does that? The reality is you got to look at this and go, it is not the place of a state to decide the compensation of the CEO owner of a company. Well, Elon Musk agrees. He's having none of it. So he's a part of what I call the blue state exodus. He is out there right now saying, SpaceX has moved its state of incorporation from Delaware to Texas, and if your company is still incorporated in Delaware, I recommend moving to another state as soon as possible. That's his open statement to the world. Be aware, you might want out. Well, yeah, Now, granted, it was a huge compensation package. I'll be honest with you, I would work for one third of this. He was getting paid $56 billion. $56 billion. Yes, I would work for one third of that. Without any hesitation.
Yeah. I'd work for a crumb of that.
A crumb? Just a crumb of that. Please, sir, may I have more? Anyway, bottom line is blue state exodus. I just gave you New York. I gave you Delaware. Oh. What? Which one do I want to go with here? Let's go to Seattle, Washington. Seattle. What a beautiful city. Seattle, the home of Fraser Crane. I'm listening. Seattle, major retailers are just shuttering their doors left and right and leaving. Another major business made Seattle's made waves in Seattle when it announced it was lessening its physical presence in the Emerald City. Target, closing two of its Seattle locations. And then on top of that, Nike announced its downtown Seattle store, which had been open since 1996, was closing down. Then Amazon shut down. In 2022, Seattle police got 13,103 calls from just 100 retail locations in the city. Can you imagine? 100 retail locations accounted for 13,000 calls to the Seattle police. Responding to those calls cost police officers more than 18,000 hours of time. And you're going to tell me that it's not the policies? It's not the easy on crime policies in Seattle that's causing their blue state exodus? I'm telling you it is, y'all. And what's crazy is you watch it and you think, okay, they're going to wake up. They're going to see. They're going to recognize they can't keep doing this. California is going to go, okay, that didn't work. But they don't. They keep double downing. I mean, they're like, let's crush some more business. Who else can we crush? And they're just driving people away. California is amazingly in the hole. They just came out with a budget deficit that even exceeds the whopping amounts that Gavin Newsom thought they were going to have. But he's still proud. Everything's good in California. Nothing good, nothing wrong here. $48 billion deficit. I guess maybe they can just give him Elon Musk's paycheck. That'll work. All right, tell you what, take me to the break there, Big Rig. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I'll finish up with a little more blue state exodus, and I'll take some text messages. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. A couple of texts here before we hit the top of the hour. Dustin from Hazel Green says, Elon was going to ditch Delaware for Texas regardless. They just broke the camel's back early. Okay, maybe so. He says, SpaceX eventually have all their ops in Texas and or Florida solely out of convenience and logistics, but also tax incentives and social control. They got deep roots in Hawthorne, California. Yeah, but see, here's the thing, Dustin. What you're not taking into account is we're talking about the legal entity itself. All their operations are one thing. The legal status of being in Delaware had its advantages, and you can do that on paper and still have your operations in Texas. He went ahead and just jerked them out of there altogether. He didn't even want the legal entity to be subject to Delaware law. So, it was a clear indication that a liberal state had driven him away. John from Huntsville says, Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore have received the first ever grade of incomplete.
That's my fault.
That is not your fault, bro.
It was grand canceled.
It was grand canceled. Yeah. The grand council was grand canceled.
Yeah.
Are you still recovering from it?
Yeah, a little bit.
We're good, man. I can look at that piece of equipment over there and say that it apparently died.
Yeah.
So I don't.
It looks old.
I don't know where that thing came from, but I'm going to assume that it was a used piece of equipment when we got it.
Oh, okay.
That's just.
Might need be time for an update.
Let's make that happen. Can you run down to Radio Shack after hours and pick something up? Do they still have a Radio Shack?
There is. I was like 45 minutes away, but it looks like a rundown like.
It's store. Like a hole in the wall. Yeah. Used to be where all the cool stuff was. Yeah. Now you're like Radio Shack. What's that? Anyway, Dale Jackson, Jeff Poore get an incomplete for not completing their grand council. Phil's performance earns him a solid A. Big Rig and Jeff from Indiana both get A double pluses for their equally fantastic performances. However, today's winner is obviously Stephanie Smith with an A triple plus. There you go. All right, man. You guys have an amazing day. We'll get our equipment sorted out, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.